one of my first educations was painting, and I always had a problematic with painting. Like, is there a space for renewal? Can we do something new with painting? And many years later, actually now, a few years ago, I discovered actually nanotechnology. Now I have to go a little bit back in time. So in the 60s, there was an artist called Yves Klein. And Yves Klein collaborated with scientists to develop a synthetic resin, which is called rhodopas. And he used synthetic resin to encapsulate his blue ultramarine pigment to retain the brilliance of this pigment. So this is a strong connection with what I'm doing, because as an artist, I act upon the border area of art, science, and technology. But how to go a step further than using traditional pigments? This was the question. And so I arrived at nanotechnology and the usage of nanoparticles. So what we do, of what we did actually at Rice University in Texas, Houston, was to create a very thin layer, almost one atom thick layer, on a substrate, which is your surface, like let's call it the canvas of your painting. And we put it into different machines, and suddenly you see this black forest, these black carbon nanotubes, you see them growing. So, I mean, this is a totally novel way, novel approach, actually, of what you could say painting. Now, the reference also to, for instance, Malevich is the fact that one of the first artworks I created in this fashion is basically just a black square. So that is a little bit the connection with Malevich. So also, I think, in addition, it shows that there is something beyond the liminal, something beyond also minimal art, because it would not make sense to reproduce a simple black square if it was just painted. You know, that's already done years and years and years ago. But doing it with a novel methodology and producing a black square, which is the blackest square in the universe, almost, that is something. So this black square actually captures all light in the visible domain, but also in the invisible domain, like infrared and far infrared.